Okay, here's how these guys will be listed. Kayvon, doubtful. Vasquez, probable. Omar and Kenny Anuki, questionable. So that's where they'll be listed at the end of the day. All right, go ahead. Is that it? Can I go?
Coach, this Detroit Lions defense has a lot of veterans. They've been together a few seasons. What have you seen on their struggles as far as statistically the first 2 games?
Well, I just think it's early in the season. I mean, I don't think you get too caught up in where things are right now. I mean, they're, like I said, they were number 2 defense in football last year. Somebody mentioned me this morning and said, yeah, that they don't have Sue anymore. Well, they replaced him with one of the greatest inside players this game has seen, you know, and not us. So they're a good defensive football team. They played 2 tough road games against 2 good football teams, and, you know, they're coming home. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us, but they've been a really consistent group. They don't give up a lot of plays.
You talk about mixing the 2 offenses together, what was going on last year and this year. I'm just curious, are you editing out plays?
We're not mixing anything. We're trying to run the Denver Bronco offense. So we're going to run and pass, and we'd like to be balanced. And obviously we've been struggling running the football. And, you know, when you're doing that, you're usually not protecting very well. You're not making big plays. But, you know, we're gonna do what we think we have to do to win the game. You know, we'd love to be balanced. That's something we'd love to do week in and week out.
Well, let me ask it this way then. They've been on you for the running game. People said like to see them go. What's positive out of the first 2 weeks?
Out of the running game?
I think the thing that's positive.
Is we've made plays when we've had to make plays. You know, opening weekend, we play very poorly, but we put together a 10, 11-minute drive at the end of the game. You know, it's a difference in winning and losing. Last week, we're struggling running the ball. Looks like we're beat at the end of the game. We put together an 80-yard drive to win the game. So this league's about, you know, doing what you have to do. And obviously, we want to do it right all the time, but you got to do it right at the right time, too. So, got to give the guys credit for that. We're 3-for-3 in the red zone last week offensively. Had 2 turnovers defensively. That's a difference in winning and losing.
Might be unfair after 2 weeks, but teams that are using the zone blocking, you, Eagles, Ravens, have struggled out of the gate. Are defenses doing anything differently against that, or is that just?
I don't think so. This is a tough league, and, you know, it's just because you're a zone team doesn't mean you're going to be good running the ball. I mean, if you can be a gap scheme, but you know, you just got to – we got to keep going. Like I said, I've told you guys over and over again, it's not good enough. It hasn't been good enough. But we will continue to pound away and find a way to get good at it because it's going to be very important to the long haul for our football team.
Coach, you mentioned Nada. How do you limit his impact on the interior of your offensive line, especially –
Well, they're rotating a lot of guys, so they're playing a lot of guys up front. They're an upfield front. They're a one-gap scheme up the field, create a lot of havoc, a lot of push. So – the best thing we can do is hopefully stay on the field. You know, hopefully you get them playing a lot. So if a guy like that's playing 30 plays a game, he's going to be hard to deal with. So we understand that, and they play a lot of people. So, you know, kind of goes hand in hand.
What sort of progress did you see from Kenny?
Anuke? A lot. Yeah, he's you know, to me, he's a game-time decision, basically. He's practiced very well. We got to sit down right now. We haven't had this problem in a few weeks where everybody's kind of healthy, Lorente, him, and, you know, so we got to sort out our 46 and see which way we go.
CJ look healthy all week? I know you listened.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. He practiced full today. He's fine.
Okay. Was there a point in camp when you saw how DeMarcus was playing that you thought maybe he could – because last year he chilled off at the end of the year for whatever reason, but was there a point in camp you said this guy was playing?
I think he's special from the day I walked in here. I just think one of the things that the coaches have done a great job with is understanding we got to play a lot of people. Okay. And we haven't worn down Vaughn or worn down DeMarcus. I mean, everybody practices, everybody plays, and I think in the long haul it's going to be really good for not only DeMarcus but a few players on this football team. So, and that's something you can preach, but you better do, you know. So it's hard to do. So we're trying to make sure we get a lot of people involved.
Okay, thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you.